This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the citizens to unite to ease burden on national resources, terming the West Asia conflict one of decades' biggest crises. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Sardar Dham hostel at Vadodara in Gujarat yesterday.
पिछले कुछ वर्षों में दुनिया लगातार अस्थिर परिस्थितियों से गुजर रही है। पहले कोरोना का संकट, फिर वैश्विक आर्थिक चुनौतियां और अब पश्चिम एशिया में बढ़ता तनाव। अगर कोरोना महामारी इस सदी का सबसे बड़ा संकट थी तो पश्चिम एशिया में युद्ध से बनी परिस्थितियां इस दशक के बड़े संकटों में से एक है। ऐसे समय में देश को जन भागीदारी की शक्ति की बहुत बड़ी आवश्यकता है। आज जरूरत है कि हम सब मिलकर अपना दायित्व निभाएं, देश के संसाधनों पर पड़ने वाले बोझ को कम करें।
Prime Minister Modi said the government is making continuous efforts to ensure that the situation has the minimum possible impact on the people of the country. The Prime Minister reiterated his 7-point appeal to tackle the adverse impact of the West Asia crisis. These include reducing fuel consumption, prioritizing work from home wherever possible, avoiding foreign travel for a year, and adopting Swadeshi products. He has also urged the citizens to move towards natural farming and avoiding unnecessary gold purchases. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 6-day visit to United Arab Emirates, UAE, Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy from Friday. On the first leg of his 5-nation visit, Mr. Modi will reach UAE on Friday, where he will meet the President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The two leaders will exchange views on bilateral issues, in particular energy cooperation as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest. They will also discuss ways to advance the bilateral comprehensive strategic partnership underpinned by strong political, cultural, economic and people-to-people links. For the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will reach Netherlands on Friday. This will be Prime Minister's second visit to the Netherlands after his previous visit in 2017. In Assam, preparations are in full swing for the swearing-in ceremony of BJP leader Himanta Biswa Sarma as Chief Minister for a second consecutive term today. The ceremony will be held in Guwahati. The swearing-in will mark the NDA's third consecutive term in Assam. Dr. Sarma visited the venue to review the arrangement. Speaking to the media, he said Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and BJP President Nitin Nabin will attend the ceremony. The Ministry of Mines is set to launch the second tranche of auction of limestone blocks in Jammu and Kashmir today in Srinagar. Under Tranche 2, the Ministry, in collaboration with the Government of Jammu and Kashmir, is offering 12 limestone blocks for auction. These blocks are located across the districts of Anantnag, Rajouri and Poonch and include both newly identified blocks as well as those being re-auctioned under second attempt, reflecting the government's commitment towards optimal resource utilization and sustained industry participation. The Ministry informed that these resources are critical for key sectors such as cement, construction and infrastructure. India's urban unemployment rate, UR, for persons aged 15 years and above eased to 6.6% in the January to March quarter of this year from 6.7% in the previous quarter. According to Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, quarterly labour force and unemployment data, unemployment rate in rural areas edged up marginally to 4.3% from 4% during the fourth quarter of last fiscal year. As per the data, the overall labour force participation rate among persons of age 15 years and above was estimated at 55.5% in the fourth quarter compared to 55.8% in the previous quarter. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Punjab Kings by 3 wickets at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala, chasing a target of 211 runs set by Punjab Kings. Delhi Capitals scored 216 for 7 in 19 overs. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to bowl, put into bat. Punjab Kings scored 210 runs for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Madhav Tiwari was adjudged player of the match. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST, and that is the end of this news bulletin.